the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hello? Yeah?
Okay, just want to be sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. Just a brief comment on this so-called flu epidemic. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, as we pointed out, 2,000 people die every day of malaria because the United States outlawed DDT. It was the safest pesticide, safest insecticide we've ever had. And it was part of a population control agenda program. And as a result, at least 2,000 and perhaps even far more than that die of malaria every day. And yet, we don't focus our attention on that. And then, of course, 5,000 people every day die of the AIDS epidemic. We're not trying to stop it. We're not using any of the standard public health techniques that could have stopped this epidemic 20 years ago. But we absolutely refuse to try to identify who has this disease and is spreading it, and to do the standard public health testing we would do with every other disease to stop it. But you know that 2 people now have died in the United States of this terrible H1N1 and flu, and this is all we see on television, how terrible things are. And of course, one of them was a Mexican child who came into the United States. Apparently, one other individual has died now of H1N1, and we're getting reports every day how the disease is spreading, and it's just like any other flu. It's not any worse than the others. And this, I believe, is a trial for something much worse to come. So prepare yourself for the difficult times, but this, of course, is a non-event. However, I do believe that down the line, in an effort to precipitate a crisis throughout the entire world, because a real pandemic would simply collapse the economy of nations all throughout the world. And how else are we going to get them to join the one world government? There's got to be chaos. That's what Henry Kissinger says in his article. You know, nations are going to have the two choices, either chaos or join the new economic order. That's what it's about. If you haven't read his January 12th, 2009 article, you need to get it. And, of course, understand how we're being manipulated. Our ideas are formed, our tastes are created, our beliefs are molded by the people who control the media. And believe me, we are controlled and manipulated. Well, with that as a background, let's get to our special guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and he's going to bring us up to date on the issues dealing with Israel. So go ahead, Barry.
Did you get my little email from the Jerusalem Post?
No, I didn't get one from the Jerusalem Post. The last thing I had was the article on the ambassador.
Oh, well, I sent it to you. Nonetheless, front page, Perez and Balin are prepared to give up sovereignty over Israeli land to the Vatican.
And is that, of course, we're talking about Mount Zion, or are we talking about the Temple Mount, or what?
Well, there's a list of six spots. Mount Zion is number one.
Okay.
Well, Balin just says, we're willing to compromise, and we've been too stubborn now. And Paris says we should give the Vatican spots in Caesarea, Kfar Nachum, which is on the Puddle of Galilee, everything they want. Paris has announced officially that Israel is willing to give up sovereignty over its land to the Vatican before the Pope arrives, and this is no longer my little secret, which I've been pushing for 14 years, that Paris cut a deal with the Vatican in 1994 to take over East Jerusalem. It's now public knowledge. And look in your email box. I sent you the Jerusalem Post story.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can find it. If not, why, you'll have to send me another copy of it. But I think it's important for our listeners to understand what we're seeing today is long-range planning. Why would Israel want to give up sovereignty over some of its land to the Vatican? It just doesn't make sense unless there is a master plan, and Jerusalem, Israel, as we know it, is an integral part of this master plan. So, anyway, Barry's been telling us this for a long period of time. It's coming to pass today. That almost makes you a prophet, you know, Barry.
Not on purpose. I just read the news.
Well, I appreciate you keeping us abreast of it, but I really believe it's very, very significant that with the Pope going to Israel. And when is he going? What, the next few days?
Yeah, he'll be there in like 2 days. He'll be arriving in Israel. We'll talk about I'll talk about it now before we go into our main story. His agenda is absolutely scary if you understand this symbolic thinking of the Vatican. Don't accept what they are going to show you on TV. On TV, you're going to see the Pope going to the Western Wall, and he's going to be there all by himself because for the first time ever, the Jews are going to be cleared out of the Western Wall. Well, he, in his papal garb, is going to do some private prayers. The message is it's ours. But after the wall, he goes to the famous Last Supper room. They call it the cenacle. It's actually a yeshiva, the Asper Yeshiva in Jerusalem, and they're going to clear out the yeshiva, where the Pope is going to meet with the bishops of the Holy Land to do a prayer. I don't know what this prayer is, but it's called the Regina Coeli. After they do their prayer in, well, what they call the Last Supper room, I mean, who's to say? Certainly that building is not 2,000 years old. It's really irrelevant. If the building was built when there was a Last Supper, I suppose the room could be where the Last Supper was held, but the building was no building in Jerusalem is 2,000 years old. However they want it. And Paris has offered it to them, and they're going to get it. They're going to get it. But afterwards, now this again, a religious lady from Canada helped me on when I told her about this because I don't know theology. Nonetheless, he's going to leave the Last Supper room and go to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, which is underneath the Knesset. There's a Crusader monastery where he's going to do a mass. What this lady told me, and I looked it up, I hear the music.
You hear the music? Well, we're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes with Barry Shavish. And, I mean, why is the Vatican want land in Israel? Why do they want Mount Zion? What's the significance? Well, there is.
This is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest Barry Shamish, and Barry, pick the story up.
Well, again, since the Pope is coming, and needless to say, the former volunteer to the Wehrmacht with tremendous unapologetic Nazi feelings is going to be feeded in Jerusalem. Okay, first he goes to the Western Wall, and then he goes to the Last Supper Room, which, I repeat, could not be the Last Supper Room because the building is not old enough to be the Last Supper Room. But then he goes to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and as I said, I had a phone call from Canada, and my prophetic friend told me to read Joel's chapter 1, 2, and 3, because Joel calls the nations of the world to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and by the end, Israel is divided. And let me tell you, the Pope knows exactly what these chapters are, knows the significance of holding a mass in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and this atrocity is just about to happen with, well, again, the Israelis having no idea what this Pope is up to. And now they've got some idea what Paris is up to. He's going to give the Pope Israeli land sovereignty, where the Pope will build its Vatican as it does in Rome, surrounded by, well, theoretically a hostile nation, but it will be cowed by them. And all this is happening coming up this week.
All right. Now, basically, you're going to have to review my knowledge of the geography there. I know where the Kidron Valley. Where is the Valley of Jehoshaphat? Is that
under the Knesset?
Is that on the south side of the city of Israel, or where?
The Knesset?
No. The Valley of Jehoshaphat.
Well, again, the Knesset overlooks it.
Okay. Knesset overlooks the Valley of Jehoshaphat.
Yes, there's a park, and there's next door there's a Crusader monastery. It's in Western Jerusalem, and that's where there will be a mass held, in the same place that Joel held his mass for the nations of the world, which eventually divided Israel. So that's something to look forward to. At least it's something to understand what the thinking is from the Vatican over the Holy See's visit to Israel, it is to divide Israel.
Well, now, how can Perez make any pledge at all? After all, Netanyahu is the president, a prime minister of the country.
No, yes. Yes. The question is, how can a charismatic leader, well, he made this pledge in 1994 when he was foreign minister, and then he became prime minister. But you're right. I mean, how, in fact, does secret diplomacy work, and why aren't the people involved, and where does Perez derive his power from? The answer, of course, is crime and murder. But, you know, that's a long, long story, and we don't have a lot of time. But he's managed to run Israel, and if you don't play ball with him, he will kill you.
Okay, well, I guess that's why you're living in America, but go ahead.
I'll be back in Israel after the revolution and after the mafia is cleared out. But for now, you're right. It's just a lot safer here than it was towards the end of my 31 years in Israel, when it just got a little hairy.
Well, you're still having quite an impact over there, though, through the internet and through your articles, which are still circulated in Israel, aren't they?
Oh, they're on the Vatican. My people, my colleagues, the people who have been reading me for many, many years are people like Dr. Daisy Stern, Professor Hillel Weiss, Bob Kuntz of DefendIsrael.com. They're all working to get the truth of the Vatican's intentions of hosting the Pope in Jerusalem. I'm doing as good work from America as I could in Israel. I'm just out of the street. In some ways, I wish I was, but let someone else take the risk for a while. I'm getting too old to take these kind of risks.
All right. Well, we want to keep you here and keep you safe for the time being. So you go right ahead with the story.
Well, I've got a personal story, but it's a good one, about Israel's new ambassador to Washington, Michael Oren. Now, believe me, on paper anyways, Michael Oren opposes Netanyahu's most basic security positions. I mean, he has undeniably supported a unilateral Israeli withdrawal from all the West Bank, from East Jerusalem, certainly of Gaza. He was totally behind the removal of Jews from their homes in Gaza. So what does Netanyahu want him as the Washington ambassador for? It is, on paper, it makes no sense. Even worse than that, he's got no government service that we know about. In fact, I know a side of him, we'll get to that very, very shortly, where he was serving the government, just not publicly. Now, the key, again, is why should I tell what I know about the new Israeli ambassador? Well, this week I was flooded with letters and articles and one petition to stop this appointment. I mean, Israel did overwhelmingly elect a right religious government. Why are they putting in a far-left ambassador to Washington? Well, unfortunately, I know the answer to that. And let's start talking about how I know Michael Oren. Michael Oren and I were drafted into the Israeli army on the same day. We even took the bus together to the Bachem Induction Center. And over the 2 days that we were there until we were assigned units, we became really good buddies. Really good buddies. Now, I saw Michael after we were through with the Army. And we spoke about our different services. Now, my service was really quite boring. I was an infantry soldier, and I Well, I ate sand for my time there. Really, not much more than that. Well, he gave me a very different story of his service. Now, Michael is a very tall, blonde, very Gentile-looking guy. So he was given a press pass from the Kansas City Star and toured the Middle East for the Mossad. And he told me about his adventures in the Middle East. And, well, they sounded pretty exciting to me. He described his tours of Iraq and Syria, and the risk of being discovered, and the fear of that risk. He described to me looking down on the Galilee from the Syrian side of the Golan Heights, something very few Israelis have had the privilege of doing. And he described the Syrian people to me. He said they're very nice, but they just don't like Jews very much. I recall that quote. And for some reason, he spent time on the food in Damascus, how delicious it was. In short, Michael Oren was not a nobody in the Israeli establishment. He was working for the Mossad at least as an asset during his military service, and probably much more than that to this day. And the Mossad has certainly decided that this is the right time to primp and prime him as a future prime minister by putting him in, by making him the ambassador to Washington. Now, I want you to know that after I wrote this article, people sent me really remarkable stuff on Michael Oren that I wasn't aware of. Number one, he was an advisor to Yitzhak Rabin. Why would Netanyahu put an advisor to Rabin in a posting, as ambassador to Washington? In theory, they have nothing in common, in theory. And I learned that while working for the Army, he had never left the Army, apparently. He was the Israeli liaison to American troops in Iraq, which already, by the way, is a giveaway that the Americans wanted him in Washington, not necessarily Netanyahu. Let's begin with that concept. Now, I want to add something else. A little personal story as well, but I think it's relevant. The Mossad tried to recruit me as well. One day I was called into my unit officer's office, and he says to me, "You're getting a week off." He gives me a letter from an office on Petah Tikva Street in Tel Aviv. That's the Mossad office, and it was not a very extravagant office. It was rather bare. But he says, "You go to this address, and you have a holiday for a week." So I went to the address, and they asked me if I would like to get out of my Army service and do something more interesting. And frankly, the Army service was pretty darn boring. So I said, "Sure, what do you have in mind?" They said, "How would you like to go to the Philippines and teach farming?" I said, "I'm not a farmer." He said, "We'll train you." And I said, "Sure, send me to the Philippines, and I'll be, whatever you say, I'll plant fish, seeds, whatever you want." So I agreed. They sent me home where I was followed. For a week, I was followed. A lovely woman meets me on the bus, sits beside me, invites me to get to know her a little better. As it turns out, I have a birthday that week, and I invited her to my party, and my mail was opened. Well, it turns out that I am absolutely inappropriate to work for the Mossad. Okay, after a week, I was sent back to my unit, and they never contacted me again. clearly I had so many demerits in my personality that I was not going to be a very good agent, and out I went. Michael, on the other hand, well, what can you say? He must have been perfect. He must have suited their goals perfectly because he was inducted into the Mossad. He passed their tests, and his army service was a lot more interesting than mine. Now, I'm going to digress. I'll return to this, of course, but I'm going to digress very briefly. Michael Oren was not the only high-level Netanyahu appointment that I knew well in Israel. Not superficially, I also knew pretty darn well Netanyahu's choice as his UN ambassador in 1997, Dory Gold, who I understand you interviewed.
Yes, I did. He seems like a very pleasant fellow.
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact. I'm not. Michael is a very nice guy. I like them both. Don't get me wrong about this. I'm now looking at where Israel's going and the roles these people were, I guess, I hope they were chosen for these roles and didn't walk in with these roles. Dory Gold it works out this way. I had a friend named Bob Blake. He used to play piano at the hotels in Jerusalem. He was very talented. He was friends with the Rook brothers, Joey and Nate. Rook, whoops, I hear music.
You hear music? We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest this morning, of course, is Barry Shamish. And, of course, he's bring us up to date on what's really going on with Israel. But understand, Israel is controlled by the people in our government.
Got a home project in mind, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Take the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya's. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. And pick up the story, Barry.
Sure. Now, I was talking about how I knew Dory Gold before he became famous. Well, the Wook brothers, their father was a very famous writer. Gave him a lot of prestige in the Jewish community. He wrote the Cain Mutiny and War and Remembrance. The Cain Mutiny was a great book. The other one was not so great. But they were friends with Dory Gold, and I was friends with Joey Wook. And we were all friends with Bob Blake, the piano player. There, I gave you the background. We used to meet at Bob's apartment right in the heart of Jerusalem, very handy. And on numerous occasions, and I liked Dory, but more than he liked me, but I certainly didn't view him as UN ambassadorial material. Nonetheless, I liked him personally, but once he was the UN ambassador, I mean, we mentally just got on different ships. I mean, he got on a really reckless one. He started writing articles for Jerusalem Post, commentary, praising Henry Kissinger and all the personal advice he's gotten from him and his written diplomacy. I mean, this is the Henry Kissinger who blackmailed Moshe Dayan into letting the Arabs attack on the Yom Kippur War without Israeli interference, cost 2,000 of Israel's finest young men their lives over that. It was awful. If you know anything about Kissinger, what was he doing? But in short, Dory Gold got on board. That's what happened. He got on board. And, you know, from that point on, really there was not much to talk about. But what you have to understand is that two prime ministers of Israel, well, they started their careers in the Washington Embassy. They were Yitzhak Rabin and Benjamin Netanyahu. And Kissinger was the primary American handler of both of them. Now, Rabin began his ambassadorial career in 1968. He arrived a modest kibbutz socialist. And by 1972, he was going on the electoral stump for the Republicans. He was backing Kissinger and Nixon. Now, what they did with him during that time, we don't know, but what we do know is that during the Yom Kippur War of 73, Israel had run out of arms, or at least very close to. And Kissinger gave Prime Minister Golda Meir an ultimatum. If she wanted Israel rearmed after the war, she would step down and somehow appoint Rabin as her successor. Now, Rabin had no political backing. He never sat in the Knesset. If he was on the Labor Party electoral list, he was way, way down there. But Golda Meir appointed him Labor Minister, stepped down, and announced that he was her successor. If you got on Kissinger's ship, you made it all the way to the Prime Minister's office. We won't do the whole Netanyahu story. Let's just say that Rabin arrived in Washington uncorrupted, and he was corrupted, and Netanyahu had arrived pre-corrupted. But if you get on board the Council on Foreign Relations, ship and if Kissinger becomes your handler, you have got a great political career going for you in Israel. Which worries me about Michael Oren. He's taking that step. Now, in September 1995, just barely a month before he was murdered, I was watching TV. There was Rabin. And he told a most unamusing story. The way he told it was that Kissinger phoned him that day to complain about Netanyahu. The way Rabin told it is that Netanyahu interrupted Kissinger the day before and asked him to change his position on the Golan Heights. Which, again, why? What difference does it make what Kissinger thought about the Golan Heights? But that's a separate issue. The point is that Kissinger phoned Rabin and laughingly sloughed off Netanyahu as a pest. Now, while I watched this agog that Rabin was telling the Israeli people that both Israel's prime minister and its leader of the opposition were run by him, which I understood as an appalling story, Rabin told it as a lighthearted story. But the message remains the same. The leader and the leader of the opposition were both reporting back to Kissinger. Like I say, Dory Golds got on board the Kissinger train. And this is one of the reasons, again, that I just can't be a rooter for Dory Golds, okay? Or, for that matter, for Michael Oren. Now, a friend of mine, it was Joel Bainerman. I don't think enough people know Joel Bainerman nowadays, but in the old days he wrote a book on the Bush family called Crimes of a President, and he's been my friend and source for a long time. He wrote me saying that this article, I expose Michael Oren as a Mossad spy, and therefore I did a terrible thing to Netanyahu and Israel. And I wrote him back and said, what are you talking about? Livni, Shamir, Israel's leaders traditionally have admitted they work for the Mossad. It's not a crime, you know. And he wrote me back and said, all right, but their careers in the Mossad were well over. And I wrote him back and I said, once you're in the Mossad, you're always in the Mossad. I have no moral difficulty. I think people should know. I think people should know that the new ambassador to Washington was not appointed by Netanyahu. He was shoved down Netanyahu's throat. This is, well, as Joel says, Netanyahu chose him. And I say, baloney, he chose him. He was chosen, number one, by the Americans. Without a doubt by the Americans, who wanted one of theirs in the Washington embassy. And somehow he was chosen by the Mossad, and who knows why. I wasn't in the room where he was chosen, but this was not what the Israeli people chose. That's why the petitions are out there. That's why the articles are out there. Oops, I hear the music.
Well, you see, it really doesn't matter what the Israeli people want any more than it matters what the American people want. These ideas of democracy are there simply to keep the common people in line. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up this morning's program.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, very shamish, and I think the important thing for our listeners to understand is the American establishment really controls most of the world. We have our people, our troops stationed in certainly well over 130 nations today, and when you have your troops stationed in a nation, you control that nation. We have our CIA officers working in countries all throughout the world, and we put our people into positions of power in those countries. It's all part of this move towards world government. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your book, your new book, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get in touch with your website.
Well, there's a brand new book. It's called The Compromise Land. It's available at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a search box. You write in books, and then you write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish, and you'll get the new book. You can download the whole thing for $7. You can have it sent to your house for $20. My website is barrychamish.com. I just came back from Atlanta, where I gave a good, successful speech on the upcoming papal visit to Jerusalem. It's one of my speeches. It was good and timely. If you want me to speak to your group or to buy DVDs of the speeches I've already given, just give me a call at 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now, back we go to the issue of the new ambassador to Washington. Again, nice guy, but he has nothing to do with what the people elected. And this is what people don't understand, that voting is a waste of time. Any change is absolutely cosmetic. The same Israel that voted a right-wing religious government in a landslide, by the way, amongst the Jews, have got to accept that their government is about to celebrate the arrival of a Nazi pope in their country. No change there whatsoever. And this is something you may not know.
So now you're suggesting that Pope Benedict was a member of the Nazi Party?
Suggesting it? It's on the record. I've actually discussed this on your show, that he volunteered for the Wehrmacht. He wrote for a neo-Nazi magazine, Die Old, until 1998. I'm suggesting it. I'm saying it. And also this government, now you may not know what the Eurovision Song Contest is, but it's a huge deal in Israel. It's like the Super Bowl of Israel. The government's TV station decided this week to send really a talentless, anti-religious creep, Achinom Nini, to represent the country, which she said she would only do on condition that she sang with an Arab. In short, nothing has changed. And by the way, this Eurovision Song Contest, the last time Israel won, it was with a transsexual a singer named Dana International. While the people think one way, their government has nothing to do with the way they're thinking. Nothing. The mentality of Israel's rulers is the mentality of the Council on Foreign Relations, certainly in the United States. They're dictating to Israel's leaders the way they want to see Israel go, and it is absolutely unconnected to the actual thinking of Israel's people. This goes without saying, but it's profoundly true at every level, cultural and religious included. And that means celebrating without discussion the arrival of Pope Benedict. One member of the Knesset, 2 days ago, Mikhail Ben-Ari, brought up the issue that this, what are we doing celebrating him? This is a volunteer to the Wehrmacht. This guy has a whole history of supporting neo-Nazi movements. He brought it up to the Knesset, and they shut him down and said, we're not going to discuss this anymore. It can open a whole can of worms. Good try, but this is not what the Knesset is going to discuss. One member of the Knesset tried to bring up the obvious that a Jewish state does not celebrate a Nazi pope. This is what Israel, this is what Israel is stuck with, a government that doesn't represent the people. And it's absolutely blatant. What's very worrisome is this thinking, we've got an amazingly honest summation by Rahab Emanuel of the Obama administration. He told a group of Jewish leaders that a Palestinian state is going to be shoved down Israel's throat, whether Israel likes it or not. You're going to get a Palestinian state, and the Israeli people don't like it, and Netanyahu doesn't like it. But again, he's going to get it. And as I said, in Washington, the ambassador to Israel is not an ally of Netanyahu. He's an ally of Obama, and that's why he was chosen. Now, I'm going to add just one thing that you should know. So many people are claiming that Israel is preparing to attack Iran, that it's conducting drills within its own country for the anticipated rain of missiles that the attack will cause on Israel. And I keep saying the most obvious thing. Without American permission, Israel can't get to Iran. Israel has to overfly Iraq. And the American Air Force, without permission, will challenge the Israeli Air Force. The only other conceivable and impossible route is to the south, flying over Saudi Arabia.
We're out of time.
America won't get permission for that either.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan, we'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoy our interviews with Barry Shamish. And, Chris, I want to mention that to understand what's going on today, you must understand that there is an elite that runs our country. It runs the whole world today. We call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like the membership list, we put together a syllabus with a membership list, names of the group of 30 of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and as the old adage goes, you can't tell the players without a program, and I believe this is something would be very useful for you to have. It's called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a fairly substantial syllabus. We still have copies of our Financial Armageddon syllabus from the talk that we gave before, and we hope that many of you would want to get that. It's got a lot of great information in it. It goes into the... You get a copy of the letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House back in the 1933, where he says, as you and I both know, why financial elements in the major centers have owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson, and we're going to see being played out today the same battle that Andrew Jackson fought. You'll have a copy of that letter, the speeches by certain Wright Patman and other congressmen, Lewis McFadden, speeches that they gave, going into the background of the federal, of the control of our government by the Federal Reserve System, or at least by the banking system. Certainly the Federal Reserve is a power unto itself. Working in concert with the banking industry, it has created the current worldwide economic chaos for one purpose and one purpose alone, and that is to create a chaotic situation so the whole world be forced into the one world government. Why do they want a one world government? Why, that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So let me suggest the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you an excellent overview of all of the secret and covert organizations, which, of course, impact on our lives today. And then, of course, the syllabus, the Financial Armageddon, it'll give you a lot of information you won't get elsewhere. If you want to understand the wars of the last century, our talk on Iraq, the untold story, with the syllabus, and you'll get so much of the documentation you need to have to understand what's really going on today. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our articles, read our newsletters, watch the DVDs there, encourage other people to get informed. We're involved in a spiritual battle. There really are secret societies where they worship Lucifer. I mean, this is really what it's all about. If you read the writings of Albert Pike in his book, Morals and Dogma, which is the Bible of the Masonic faith, you will find out that really what they're talking about is Gnosticism. What they're talking about is two gods, not the God of the Bible, certainly the God of the Bible, but that's the inferior God. The true God is Lucifer, and this is what it's really all about. Once you understand that, then you can understand what Albert Pike was writing about in 1871, what certainly Helena Petrovna Blavatsky was writing about in her book, The Secret Doctrine, which was, of course, widely read by people like Margaret Sanger and Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, as are so many of the people who have shaped the world in which we live today, people like, Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and William Stead, who was a member of Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8330.